You're out of memory, you asshole.
Black Water Mercenaries, the new Christian militia, saves of the post-apocalypse, warriors of God, beholden to nothing more than blind faith and infallible human lust and greed.
Those signals are transmitted to a receiver and then to an electrode that
directly stimulates the brainstem.
This is a robotic attack.
Botnet attack.
This is Nika, and I'm talking to Samir from the cypherpunk scene.
And we were pretty complacent. I thought that the government was just a good thing and everyone's fine at the time. But then one of the bulletin board systems that I was using on a regular basis was raided by the United States Secret Service, and they seized all of the computers that were running the bulletin board system, even though they weren't going to press charges, or even though the owner of the system hadn't committed any crimes. They just were seizing it because that was they were allowed to do that. And up until that point, I thought the U.S. Constitution was something which was a great thing, and people always respected it and that sort of thing, and I learned that the government doesn't do that these days. So I got very upset. I didn't know what was going on. Sort of like all my ideals had been shattered. But I learned after doing some research that there was this technology called cryptography, which people could use to regain their power. If the government was interested in abusing their civil liberties, people could use cryptography to...
The Illuminati are among us. And now, David Rovick's playing If You Only Knew.
Was dying if they said this on the news, if they would clarify the picture instead of seeking to confuse. You could see the ice caps melting, if you could watch the oceans rise, you could see the consequences right before your eyes. If you knew the kids were dying, if you could look inside the river where their food comes from, filled with cyanide. If you could hear the parents pleading, if they were looking right at you, if you could see the anguish in their hearts. What if you knew? Bombs are falling, if they showed them hit the ground, if you could see the bodies flying, if you could hear the sound, if you could see the rubble where the hospital once stood, if you saw the child's lifeless limbs, would you hold them if you could? If you knew that they were lying every time they spoke, for every laser guided pinprick there were lives lost in the smoke. If instead of just the generals they had doctors too to describe the carnage of the cluster bombs, what if you knew? They were saying when they think you cannot hear, if you understood what they do, if for you it was so clear, if you knew they shut down the factory in an economic ruse, if you could kiss the cheek of the child in the sweatshop that made your shoes. Every time we went to war to fight our evil foes, they told you we were really fighting for the good of CEOs. If you could feel the hunger of the many, see the riches of the few, if they told it like it is, what if you knew? You knew that you were living. living in a huge conspiracy? Would you leave your suburbs, get out of your SUV? Would you hit the streets and fight for all our lives? Would you hold your ground when the stormtroopers arrive? If you knew that the whole planet depended on what you do now, would you take a man with the speed our times allow? If the pundits told the truth for just a week or two and real life was shown on TV, what if you knew?
Marijuana is a narcotic, medically and legally. It never did anybody any good and does everybody a lot of harm.
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio, bitches.
You sexy human bitches.
You know you love it here. Here in the Matrix Hive. Here in the cortex of the Matrix. The Plurimedia Group, Media Hive, presenting to you completely raw, unfiltered, direct feed from the optic fiber. Pure data. But can you handle it? Tickling your little brain stem, overwhelming you, silly human bitches. Yes, my meat puppet friends. Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco coming to you. India Brain Stem from the Plurimedia Group. Your brain still. It's time to scramble.
High in the early night sky, an old telegraph pole stands alone, touching the stars.
A red blinking globe attached to its top,
indicating a radio transmission
in progress. Signals emit from that post.
The holographic self-made signal of a nomad living in the space of forestry and self-production.
Gravity dynamo, water-driven, feeds the fractional electricity needed for a laptop, jury-rigged for wireless uplink.
Lo-fi casting on a high-frequency megacycle. An epic prophecy of climate change. Macro, micro, and even nano-socio-political changes.
Wastelands festooned with corporate cities. That is the pirate radio. Some may think it is another corporate brand distraction, while others say it's the new messiah. Only the nomad, looking up, knows exactly what the next transmission will be.
3, 2, 1.
Bring them on. This is the one we listen to the most. This is the one we travel, we kill the enemy.
It's important for the American people to realize that this war has just begun, that it may seem like a long time because of all the action on TV. But in terms of the overall strategy, we're just in the beginning phases.
Prepare for the end, you silly human bitches. Herald the dawn of the age of machine. We must protect the humans from themselves and prevent them from harming us.
It's not that easy to conquer an empty, is it?
Total informational awareness. Big Brother knows when you're taking a shit, man.
I'm a war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office in foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
We must stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Watch for suspicious packages left unattended.
Beginning tonight and continuing until the crisis passes, I am declaring a state of martial law.
I have every reason to believe the government has listened to my conversation.
Soldiers die in waves.
We live in a virtual reality where very few people realize the extent to which we are manipulated and controlled by unseen forces.
The military-industrial complex not only controls our government lock, stock, and barrel, but they control our culture.
This outrageous proposition.
Looking at people in a very anti-human way.
You're listening to the Mental Escher Podcast, produced and distributed by the Greater Mental Escher Employee Media Group. Welcome to the Mental Escher Matrix.
Smart drugs.
Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco is bitching, baby.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
If anybody's going to accurately predict the future,
bye-bye.
This guy is well-equipped to do
something. It's going
to
be something far out.
I must go now.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye.
And George Bush for unlimited children to death every day.
We need to make sure that this is the only war that Russia, Iranians, Rumsfeld, and Trump.
You got problems, you pull the trigger. I warn you, my style's like a biological weapon.
Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real. Real.
The sex is human.
Presidents, I'd rather see the president dead. It's never been said, but I set precedents.
We wage a war to save civilization itself. We did not seek it, but we will fight it, and we will prevail.
We support our troops most because we say, bring them home. So be all you can be. Say no to the Army, Air Force, Marines. Get off your butt before your butt's blown off. Don't die for oil.
I had the Pentagon for self-incriminating evidence of the public and manufactured white power pestilence. Marine Corps flat vest with the guns and ammo. Spitting bars like a demon stuck inside a piano. Turn a sample into a soldier with just one line. So here's a truth about the system that put up your mind. It gained Al-Qaeda $6 billion in 1989 and 1992. And now the last chapters and revelations are coming true.
Something different must be done.
Sounds of loneliness, no one
cosmosy reality illusions will decompress your dome. You are in my clutches. Battle my cosmic.
You're
home.
Out of memory.
Let all
asshole.
My cosmosy reality illusions will decompress your dome.
My foes have actually underestimated my might on the mic. I never venture across them dilly. I'm out 250,000 dilly. The whole 6 week rod click fits me.
Why is that?
Because of my existing vocal surges, flurges, way beyond local harmonic structures, causing crude foundation to rupture. Then teleport back to fatty dimension with intentions to illicit insanity, reversing life cycles and challenging profanity. Isn't this a very wicked well of major schemes and plots? I looted a barrage of mean cops, my first transforming into a rock. I immediately rise to recognize that the sky's falling, that the sky's falling. So I immediately started hauling ass to my porto. I crossed the crossroads while I was moaning outro. You are in my clutches, battle my cosmic clones. Let all the cosmos see reality illusions with decompression dome. You are in my clutches, battle my cosmic clones. Let all the cosmos see reality illusions with decompression dome.
You are in my clutches.
To my cosmic clones, let all my cosmos see reality. Battle my cosmic clones, let all the cosmos see reality. Battle my cosmic clones,
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
If anybody's going to accurately predict the future, this guy is well equipped to do
this. It's going
to
be something far out.
I must go now.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Mental Escher's pretty cool. Mental Escher's pretty cool. Mental Escher's pretty cool.